This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. The president also lamented Palestinian deaths, saying many innocent Palestinian families are being used as, quote, human shields. The Human Rights Campaign, an advocacy group focusing on anti-LGBTQ hate, held its national dinner in Washington, D.C. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent violence from spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Iran's foreign minister has called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. He told reporters in Beirut that Lebanon's Hezbollah group has taken all the scenarios of war into consideration. Israel considers Hezbollah its most serious immediate threat. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The Israeli army said Saturday it was investigating an incident in southern Lebanon in which Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah was killed and six others injured Friday when missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck them. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
A military spokesman said the death of Issam Abdallah was, quote, a tragic thing. A Reuters videographer who was at the scene on Friday said missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck the group, alongside journalists from Al Jazeera and AFP. The Reuters team was providing a live video signal for broadcasters near Alma al-Shab, close to the Israel border, where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah have been trading fire in border clashes. While other news outlets, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera, said the missiles which killed Issam Abdallah were Israeli, Reuters could not establish whether they were fired by Israel.
Within hours of the horrific attack by Hamas, the U.S. began moving warships and aircraft to the region to be ready to provide Israel with whatever it needs to respond. A second U.S. carrier strike group departed Norfolk, Virginia, for the region on Friday. Scores of aircraft are heading to U.S. military bases around the Middle East, and special operations forces are now assisting Israel's military in planning and intelligence. The buildup reflects U.S. concern that the deadly fighting between Hamas and Israel could escalate into a more dangerous regional conflict. Conservative former businessman Christopher Luxon will be New Zealand's next prime minister after winning a decisive election victory on Saturday, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
After 6 years of Liberal government led by Jacinda Ardern and, for the last 9 months, Chris Hipkins, the people of New Zealand voted for change, giving Luxon's National Party 40% of the vote. He's expected to form a coalition with the Libertarian ACT Party, but the exact makeup of the government is still to be determined. After the results were announced, Luxon addressed supporters in Auckland. He said he was humbled by the victory and couldn't wait to get to work. He thanked people from across the country.
And in all our conversations with you, we heard a description of New Zealand that can be so, so much better than it is. Yes. And we know it, and you voted for it, and together we will make this an even better country.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Various Guatemalan government webpages have been disabled after hackers launched a cyber attack early Saturday. The hackers, affiliated with the activist group Anonymous, say they are working in support of indigenous pro-democracy protesters. For almost 2 weeks, demonstrators have been calling for the resignation of Attorney General Consuelo Porras, saying she has tried to undermine the popular vote. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.